This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Keep this energy alive and this eagerness to learn, keep it alive. Keep learning your deen. You see the time you invested and the eagerness and the passion you had to learn about Al-Hajj. Keep that going after Al-Hajj. Learn your religion. Learn how to pray correctly. Learn the commandments of Allah. Learn what Allah has prohibited upon us. Learn the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Learn how to make wudu correctly. Perform the deeds in a correct manner, pleasing to Allah azza wa jalla. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fi ad-din." If Allah azza wa jalla wanted goodness for someone, He gives him a deep and a rich understanding of the religion. So be that person that Allah wants good for. And go commit to learning your religion. Seek knowledge. Learn the halal wal haram, the prohibitions and the commands. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilman sahala Allahu lahu bihi tariqan ila al-jannah." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, anyone who seeks a path to learn his religion, Allah will facilitate and ease a path for him to the paradise. Seeking knowledge is a road to the paradise. So just like you are eager to learn about Al-Hajj and a correct Hajj, then have the same attitude to learn everything else about your religion. This is very important. And there's a very nice story here about Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu and how he teaches the people one good lesson in their life. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went out to the marketplace and he condemned the people. He said to the people, "Wayhakum." He said to the people, "Woe to you! The inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being divided in the masjid and you people are still here in the marketplace." So the people quickly rushed to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thinking, you know, they want a piece of this dunya. What is the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's inheritance? What has he left behind? So they went to the masjid. Abu Hurairah stayed in the marketplace because he knows that they're going to come back. So they went inside. They didn't see anything of the inheritance of Rasulullah being distributed sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they came back to the marketplace and they saw Abu Hurairah. Wa Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhum said to them, "What did you get? What did you see?" They said, "We never saw anything being distributed. There was no inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being divided." He said to them, "What did you see?" They said, "We saw gatherings of knowledge. Someone was teaching someone an ayah. Someone was teaching someone else a hadith. Knowledge was being shared and advice was being given. That's what we saw." He said to them, "Wayhakum." He said to them, "Woe to you! That is the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." The prophets and the messengers, they don't leave behind wealth and materialistic matter to be divided and shared. Rather, the prophets and the messengers, they leave behind knowledge. People inherit knowledge from prophets and messengers. And so Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu taught them a good lesson. He taught them a good lesson that this is the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's knowledge. So when you learn something, you've inherited something from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It keeps you connected. And you know, who are the people that inherit? It's usually family. Family inherit from the dead person. So when you learn something, that makes you like family with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It strengthens your tie with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't deprive yourself of this goodness. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Salama radiallahu anha says, after every single salat al-fajr, he would say, "Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a." Oh Allah, I ask you for beneficial knowledge. He used to say this. That means it's one of the goals and purposes of the day, to learn beneficial knowledge. So make sure you learn at least one thing of your religion every single day. One thing only. Learn one thing about your deen. Alhamdulillah, there's plenty of books. There's a lot of knowledge. There are many lectures online. You can listen to and learn something of your deen and implement it. Because when you implement the knowledge that you learned, that's beneficial knowledge. Beneficial knowledge is the knowledge that you act upon and you implement. Now,